You just be you. We're going to meet some people who might, you know, rub shoulders with the odd geek from time to time. And Ian Stevenson is an expert in Harry Potter film locations around Oxford, completing our trio of geeks this morning, and an honorary professor, Ian, is that right?
That's absolutely right. Good morning, Katie. Yes, I run walking tours of the three film locations here in Oxford, and they're all actually in Oxford universities, two colleges and one 15th century building called the Divinity School.
It's wonderful.
I am a professor, honorary professor in Ravenclaw, the House of Wit, Learning and Wisdom, which of course is appropriate for Oxford.
Yeah, interesting you should mention that community, sense of community as well, Ian. Just coming back to you, you must meet people from all over the world who are interested in Harry Potter.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I just had an inquiry from a family from Vietnam. A couple of days ago, a family from Indianapolis. Before that, a family group of nine people from Singapore. So it's truly global. But what I would say about Harry Potter geekdom, Potterheads, is that you cannot assume. For example, I could have a family tour. There might be granny and grandpa. There might be the parents and a couple of the kids. And of course, I naturally started when I started doing this to assume that the kids were the geeks. Not necessarily. Suddenly, grandma pipes up with some incredible facts about Harry Potter, and the kids are going, "Oh, I didn't know you knew that, granny." So never assume with Harry Potter.
Oh, do you know, that's so interesting. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today as we celebrate geeks around the world. Ian Stevenson, last word to you then. Tell us just a little bit before you go about some of the locations that you take people to, and what kind of reaction they have when they're actually standing there on the set of the movie.
Right, that's a very good question. Now, the first one I go into is called Christchurch, which is one of the grandest of the colleges here. And the big scenes which were filmed there is the opening sequence when the children first arrive at Hogwarts and they come off this grand staircase, which was actually filmed in Christchurch. And I actually do a Professor McGonagall impression, which I won't do now, no spoilers, welcoming the students to Hogwarts in the actual place where they were welcomed to Hogwarts. So people love that. Then we go into the Great Hall. If you've been to the Great Hall in Christchurch, their dining hall, it is utterly, utterly breathtaking. I've been in there hundreds of times. Every time I walk in, I go, wow. Mm. And the people on the tour just go, wow, it is utterly extraordinary. And the same goes for New College, which not that new, actually, founded in 1379. The cloister scene there where Draco Malfoy was turned into a ferret. That will, by the way, mean something to some of your listeners. just a stunning 15th century location. And then we end up in the Divinity School, this 1400s wonderful room where they film the dance class before the Hogwarts Yule Ball. Again, that will mean something to some of your listeners. Just the buildings themselves are extraordinary. But just before I finish with Harry, Oxford is also very, very, a focus for two other great fantasy characters. Alice in Wonderland, who was a little girl at Christchurch. She was the daughter of the head of the college. And Peter Pan is also in Christchurch. So it's not just about Harry. Most people know Alice and they know Peter Pan, so I usually talk about them as well. It's just an extraordinary place which keeps on giving. But the focus is obviously Harry.
Well, I am going to make a day and come and see those locations because I haven't read all the books, but I've seen the films and I would really, really enjoy that. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Can I just say it's oxfordharrypottertour.co.uk and it does come up pretty quick on Google. And can I just leave your listeners with a question I ask everyone just to test their level of Potter geekness?
Go on.
The question is Filch, the seedy, grimy, grumpy caretaker of Hogwarts, has a cat. And the question is simply, what is Filch's cat called?
Oh, that's going to drive me mad. Oh, Ian, it's on the tip of my tongue. If my eight-year-old were here now, he'd be saying, oh, gosh, how can you not remember that? Ian, thank you. Great to have you there.
My pleasure.